Hi, Bonnie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. See, I called you last weekend because I had a bad sinus infection and I had relapsed three times, been on antibiotics, and just couldn't seem to kick it. And you put me, told me to get potassium iodide, olive leaf extract, and the zinc tablets. I got the ones with the echinacea and the vitamin C in it. And within 2 hours, I noticed a difference. And
yay!
Yeah, each day since, it just gets better and better and better. I get up in the morning now with just a little phlegm in my nose after I start moving around. But I was suffering, and you just helped me cure this. I appreciate it so, so much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And I'm just passing along information here that I got from old iodide from a professor at Michigan, no kidding, and the other things in the medical journals. And I just love to pass this information along, and thank you for letting everybody know it worked for you.
Right. Now, my question is, this would be the seventh day. Do I stop after 7 days with the iodide and the olive leaf extract, or how long do I take it?
Okay, ma'am, the iodide has been fairly intensely studied for how long a person can take it without suppressing their own thyroid gland, and thank goodness the journal reports is that it takes weeks to do that. So I'd say if that sinus infection goes within another week, I'd say you'd be safe in continuing it. But if not, I still would cut it out for a while, give your thyroid gland a chance to keep the pressure off of it. That's
okay.
Just safest. Now, the other two things, though, my goodness, you can take olive leaf forever if you want to.
Okay.
It kills germs, and very fortunately, it doesn't mess much with the normal germs in the intestines like the antibiotics do. And considering age, you'd be wise to think about using at least a relatively low dose of zinc for the next 11 years, because that's the main thing that helps keep that thymus gland going. At least that's what we're told by medical journals, is it's the main mineral that the thymus gland, which is the master regulator of the immune system, really needs.
That's the thymus gland, you said?
Yeah, the thymus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I could take low doses of the zinc then on a continual basis.
Yes, ma'am. Zinc, vitamin A, and zinc and vitamin A are two very important things to maintain the immune system, along with vitamin D. All of us who are over 60 and got to live in this climate, oh, rain clouds all the time, and are trying to keep from catching stuff, would be well advised to consider using zinc, vitamin A, and vitamin D just as a standard thing. And I know we didn't have to do that when we were 23 years old.
Right.
But, you know, older houses require more maintenance than younger houses. That's just the way it goes.
Exactly. Okay, and one last thing. I want to say your call screener is fabulous.
Oh, you mean Aaron there?
Yes, he's a great person to talk to.
Well, I think so, too. So thank you for joining me in that commendation, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for all you do.
And thank you for calling and letting everybody know this kind of stuff actually does work. Hooray!
It was a miracle.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.